There's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sounds of the Saints there are the track that I play at the start of each show here. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And I'm your host, Matt, and this is a regular show broadcast from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, from the UBC station called CITR. That's the great radio station here that broadcasts cutting-edge and outside-the-box music and, of course, great news. And thanks to the news team for their show just before mine today. And this is Australian and Canadian music, and each week I broadcast older tunes from Australia, new music, and also great Canadian music. And this is an extra special show because it marks the 100th show here in Vancouver. I previously did this show in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, on the wonderful station CJSR, where I first discovered community radio. Totally changed my life, met some wonderful people, had this great idea for a show, and was fortunate to start it. And I did that for some time with Matthew Mazzawita, a good friend. Hello, Matthew. And was inspired to continue when I relocated to Vancouver, and was fortunate that CITR was keen for me to play this great music for you. You can catch all the shows. There are 100 now, and you can go to Google and type in OZ. STRANDED to get, there you go, 100 podcasts. I've done lots of interviews over the past year and a bit, and lots of great radio there for you. So thanks a lot to regular listeners. And this is a of course, because it's a special show, 100th edition of Stranded, I wanted to pay tribute to the First Nations of Australia. And I'm going to be featuring quite a few artists from Australia, Aboriginal artists. Now, this is a CD that I actually got through my secret admirer, whoever it is who's been dropping off these CDs for me at the radio station here. Thank you so much. One of the CDs that you put in the plastic bag was by a band called Tidus. That's spelled T-I-D-D-A-S. And this is a band that I recall from the 90s, and it's really great to get back in touch. And actually, I never owned this album. It's called Sing About Life. Now, Tidus are a three-piece Indigenous Australian band featuring Amy Saunders, Lou Bennett, and Sally Dusty, with quite remarkable vocal talents. They formed the band in 1990. They went all the way through to year 2000. So the word Tidus is an Aboriginal word meaning sister, and the three women in Tidus definitely made a strong sisterhood despite coming from different areas in Victoria. Amy Saunders is a Gunjut Murray woman from the Portland area, Lou Bennett, a Yorta Yorta woman from Echuca, and Sally Dusty is from West Heidelberg. And they did quite remarkable touring all across the world, North America and Europe. and played with such luminaries as Bob Geldof and Billy Bragg. This album actually was their first album. It actually peaked at number 36 on the ARIA charts and has achieved gold status records sold in Australia. So let's play a few tracks from Titus. First track is called Real World. Hope you enjoy this, and thanks for tuning in to the 100th show of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show.
Into the real world, take a step beyond, make a sound, make a wish for a time to come.
See to believe, live for life.
In the real world, take me further to the real world.
Look to the river
for a second time.
It may not be there
when you look around.
Give what you take, take what you give.
To the real world, take me further to the real world.
Go on a go on a go.
melted wax reminds of other years. A loneliness reappears. Does anybody see? She waits for you, she waits for me. Empty seats longing to be filled. She says, time enough now to be with me. She says, I remember strength, I remember love, it kept me from drowning. I remember time. A cheerful smile. The day will come for us to part. She's been the strongest from the start. And when she looks to me, I'll be there. I tell her I'll be there.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Pick up your winter issue of Discorder, as the Jan-cember issue is packed with goodies that will warm even the coldest of cockles. Take a dip with Dixie's Death Pool, a spacey art rock collective, or read up on local outsider pop music makers, World Club. Cozy up on the couch with Filmstripped, featuring a review of Color Me Obsessed, a documentary on The Replacements. And in case you missed the memo, 2012 is almost here. Check out the Discorder album picks of 2011. Don't forget to pick up your special Jan-cember issue of Discorder.
And welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and the special 100th show that has been broadcast here from the UBC station CITR. So thanks so much for listening, all the regular listeners who've listened to many of those shows. And this is a special show, of course, and I'm paying homage and highlighting some great Australian Aboriginal music. And four tracks there from a band called Titus, a three-piece, beautiful vocals there, a three-piece Aboriginal Australian group. And this is an older CD from the mid-90s that came into my hands. Somebody dropped this off secretly, this and a whole bunch of CDs here with my name on it, and I'm so thankful. So the album is called Sing About Life, produced by Tony Cohen, who did actually a lot of the production for Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, interestingly enough. So I played you the tracks Real World, Titus, In and A, which was tracks 4, 5 and 6, and then I went and played you track 14 called Waiting. Unfortunately, no longer with us. They broke up in the year 2000, but at least one member of the band, Lou Bennett, is still going strong, doing all sorts of interesting creative work, including acting And singing in a different band. Yeah, her band's called Sweet Cheeks, and she's done a whole bunch of music directing, composing, acting. So Lou Bennett from Titus, still doing lots of great work. So up next, I'm going to be playing for you the next three artists or bands, all going to be featuring, well, one person was a feature of all three of these bands, and his name is Jeffrey Gurumul Unipingu, and I have played him before. He is worth revisiting and exploring because he's arguably the most extraordinary artist ever to come out of Australia. When you really think about it, when you listen to this man's music, he is tapping into something absolutely otherworldly, and he has a remarkable story. Jeffrey Gurumul Unipingu is quite well known around the world now as being blind from birth, learning music and playing in a number of bands, including Saltwater Band and Yothu Yindi, and then moving on into the solo career that has made him world famous. I'm going to play you the first four tracks. Let's get into it. This is track one from the Gurumul record. This is called Wyathul. And he's blind from birth, has never used seeing eye dog, has never learned Braille. He's very soft-spoken and retreats from the limelight, despite being somewhat of a celebrity now, or at least getting quite a lot of media attention. He doesn't know very much English at all either, and so a lot of the lyrics in this album and the songs you're going to hear are actually in his native Yolngu language. Except for track four, Gurumul History, I Was Born Blind, which is one of the only tracks where he's singing in English, and you'll learn if you listen closely to hear about what it's like to be him, Jeffrey Gurumul Unipingu. So this is very special music now for you, and I hope you enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
Into class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM, wherever you are in the world, if you're listening online. And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt. I just played you two tracks there from the Gurumul album, the first album from Jeffrey Gurumul, Unipingu. We're revisiting this record. I actually just got a package in the mail from my mum and dad, who occasionally send me a whole bunch of goodies and things. And in my package was an article actually from the local paper where they are in Canberra, just about Gurumul. And so it reminded me of him and his remarkable music. And of course, the album of his that I have here in my apartment in Vancouver. So this article is talking, actually interviewing the producer of Gurumul, and I'll just read a little bit out about what he said. He said, "A lot of people hear the term Aboriginal or Aboriginal music and switch off because they hear a lot of negative stuff, or they have heard didgeridoo and clapsticks with some guitars and they assume that's Aboriginal music. But we don't really count Gurumul in that music category. He's such a musician of international quality, and he listens to a lot of commercial music, that we were not interested in pigeonholing him and trying to sound like a lot of Aboriginal music that has come before. He really is a one of a kind, and his story is very remarkable, and you'll pick up some of that in the lyrics to his song I Was Born Blind, which is the I'm going to be playing that two tracks now, track 3 and 4, from the album Gurumul, the first album. And then we're going to be playing a couple of other bands that Gurumul was part of for a time, so Yathu Yindi and the Saltwater Band. So a little prehistory to his current incarnation as a globetrotting solo artist.
Moro na guni punara. believe I did before. Together we'll stand in solidarity.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Fingers.
And the expression Yothu Yindi actually means child and mother in the native Yolngu tongue. All members of the band Yothu Yindi come from their Yolngu in the Gove Peninsula in the Northern Territory, more specifically the Arnhem Land region. CITR Radio here has a copy of their album Freedom, so I thought I'd play a few tracks from that. Track 12, 13 and 14, Yolngu Boy, Dots on the Shells, and track 14, which is Our Generation. And it looks like in the liner notes, it actually, that song features songwriting credits of a member of INXS, interestingly. So here we go. This is Yothu Yindi, and I hope you enjoy this.
gets a piece of paper. Someone in the bush holds the law in their hands. Last chance for freedom in our generation. We're not the only people in our generation. How just feels a global nation.
Our generation.
Human rights for indigenous people.
Our generation.
Learning life's lessons of old. You can't take it away. My generation, last chance for freedom, for our generation, in our generation, it's our generation, in our generation, it's our generation.
Thursday, February 2nd, CITR is proud to present the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets to these Canadian post-rockers are available in advance at northerntickets.com and at the Northern Tickets box office located at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street. Advance tickets are also available at Red Cat, Highlife, and Zulu Records. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 9:30. Guests are to be announced. Again, that's the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra playing at the Rickshaw Theater February 2nd.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show with your host, Matt. And don't forget the show blog. Go to Google and type in O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D and the blog will come up. And, of course, this is the 100th show, so you have 100 podcasts now to peruse and listen to at your leisure. And I did a whole bunch of great interviews the last year of Australian and Canadian artists, so plenty there for newer listeners to explore if you weren't able to listen to a lot of those 100 shows. But anyway, let's press on. And I just played a few tracks there by Yothu Yindi. For my 100th show today, I'm featuring, paying homage to and featuring Australian Aboriginal music. And Yothu Yindi is definitely the most well-known Australian Aboriginal band. Had a real great contemporary sound that brought Aboriginal music to an international audience in the 1980s. And, of course, that band featured Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu on the keys and some guitar, and we featured him earlier. He is currently leading the wave of Aboriginal music around the world. And going further back in time, Jeffrey was also a member of the Saltwater Band, the band I'm just about to play. So Saltwater Band are an Indigenous roots band from Elko Island, which is about 560 kilometres from Darwin. And the members are all from the Yolngu people and sing mostly in their language. So lots of traditional songs mixed with a sort of reggae, ska and pop rock sort of feel. And they are one of the more successful Aboriginal bands in Australia. Their first album sold 10,000 copies. And I'm going to play you a couple of songs from their most current album called Malk. So let's hear now the track Malk, M-A-L-K, by Saltwater Band.
Her skin name is Golma. This is your name. This is your skin forever. Whoa. Then unite us together. Come on, everybody. Come on and dance tonight. Come on and dance tonight. Come on, 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 come on
pretendeu capumil mi pa
eu 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 eu
la 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 la
capumura no pura na me chegare una bala bala cora no 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 eu 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 eu
la 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 la
you are a dancer come and dance with me.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show with your host, Matthew. Thanks so much for tuning in. Australian Aboriginal music show of Radio Vancouver. Although a little bit of prehistory, I started the show in Edmonton at CJSR, so a great shout-out to the folks at CJSR for giving me my racing stripes there in the radio studio there. I have really fond memories of the wonderful people, great musical community, and political activist community there that is associated with the station CJSR. I played you two tracks there from Saltwater Band, an Aboriginal band from Australia, which featured at one point Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu, the amazing vocalist who we featured at the start of the show, or earlier in the show. He was a member of the Saltwater Band. And two of those tracks there I just played for you, they're on their latest album called Malk. The track was Malk, and then the second track, Yolngu Island Dancer, of course referring to the Yolngu people, which members of the Saltwater Band are part of that group of Aboriginal Australians. And Skinny Fish Music is a really awesome record label, but it's pretty much the go-to record label for Australian Aboriginal music. Skinnyfishmusic.com.au, highly recommend it. Saltwater Band are on that label. And they're based out of Darwin in the Northern Territory. I'll just read you from their website. The driving philosophy behind the label is to work with and provide opportunities for Indigenous artists. The majority of artists on the roster are from Northern Australia. However, recently the first Indigenous East Timorese artist, Igo Lemos, was signed. East Timor, of course, being in just north of Australia in the Indonesian archipelago.
Christian lawn.
on their lovely little Christian lawn. When I gave up the drink, they referred me to a shrink just to discover what father and mother might have done wrong. Though my desires are sublimated, I would never be alienated from my lovely little Christian lawn. From my lovely
stream. He left his camp one morning, his labor to pursue. 'Twas the fate that did await him, and alas, he little knew. In jumping from a log he fell, the truth I will explain, as he could not swim to the bottom, sank on the cold black river stream. What an awful sight there gazed at me when his body was found. His comrades gently bore him out and placed him on the ground. The lifeless form so still and cold, one deathly smile did beam till the silent lips was ever closed by the black river stream. Songs are heard like the ones we used to hear on the merry stream, come rafted down the river to our ears. He's gone and peace be to his soul, for his spirit knows no pain. He met his death on the treacherous steps of the cold black river stream. This young man's name was Corkery, and the truth I will pen down, as he was well known and well beloved all around Peterborough town. He left his home in the bloom of youth, far better he had remained than to meet his death on those treacherous waters called the Black River Stream.
I've seen the time pass over me, and I am a witness to the flowing of the sea. And I know my children will bury me like my daddy before me. It'll come eventually. So I say, children, why do you cry? Don't waste your time asking why. No one knows what's on the other side. Just like all things around you, it's the way it has to be. I see the cold season's coming, I hear the funeral bells ring. What is the life of a man any more than the leaves? In the town that I call home, there is a tree that's weathered storm. Beneath its branches I have grown, and all around it people I have known. And like the seasons, I've seen them come and go. Dropped away the ones I love to know. What is the life of a man any more than the leaves? What is the life of a man any more than the leaves? What is the life of a man any more than the leaves? What is the life of a man any more than the leaves? I see the cold season's coming. I hear the funeral bells ring. What is the life of a man any more than the leaves?
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. This is the 100th show. Thanks so much for tuning in. 100 shows here from the CITR studios in Vancouver. And three tracks there from the Great Canadian Folk Songs of Canada Now compilation that I've been playing the last few weeks. The first track was L. Ron Melton, Kruskeen Lawn. Secondly, Steph Yates with The Cold Black River Stream. And finally, Andrew Sisk with Is the Life of a Man Any More Than the Leaves? And speaking of folk, a folk artist or someone who kind of started off as a folk artist but has really contemporized recently is Ray Spoon, one of my favorite Canadian artists from Calgary, currently based out in the East Montreal, I believe. Her latest album has definitely been a turn to the more more contemporary sound, a lot of synthesizers. Let's play a couple of tracks, starting with track one, Ocean Blue.
Follow you in.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back here at the tail end of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show on CITR this Friday evening, or whatever time, space, or plane of existence you might be listening to the show on through the internet or on the blog, on the podcast. The blog again is Google, OZSTRANDED. Plug that into Google, Oz Stranded. And you'll have 100 podcasts because this is the 100th show. So thanks so much for all the regular listeners who've been sticking it out and listening to me each week. I was originally on Monday mornings here in Vancouver now on this time slot. And that may change. Well, we'll see. The sports is taking over my slot for the next couple of weeks, unfortunately. Well, fortunately if you like sport, but not for me. I won't be on air. Not at this slot anyway. But just going back, so Ray Spoon there, great Canadian music, brand new album called I Can't Keep All of Our Secrets. Track one was called Ocean Blue, and the second track was Crash Landing. One of my favorite Canadian artists, definitely. The 2008 album, Superior, You Are Inferior, just blew me away, and I got a chance to catch her at the Remedy Cafe in Edmonton one evening. just really amazing artist, Ray Spoon. So this is the end of the show, and I dedicated the majority of this show to celebrating Australian Aboriginal music. I think it's very important to pay homage to the roots of Australia, Australia's First Nations people. They only make up 2.5% of the population, very small in number, but extraordinary contribution they've made to their country. Of course, it's their country. And Australia, of course, is a colonised country. The British came in 1778, landed, and started a colony. And, I mean, we all know the history now of human rights abuses. And finally, in 2008, the Australian government made an apology for the atrocities committed against the Aboriginal people through the Stolen Generation, which is very similar to Canada's residential school. And I wanted to play for you finally the song, the classic song, From Little Things, Big Things Grow, which is a protest song originally recorded by Paul Kelly in The Messages, along with Kev Carmody, the great Aboriginal artist. And it relates to the story of the Gurindji strike and Vincent Lingari, who was a campaigner on the struggle for land rights and reconciliation in Australia. So the song describes the protests around the native land rights movement. And this song, actually, the one I'm going to play for you now, is a re-recording. It was a cover by a special collective called the Get Up Mob. And so it actually featured, well, the original artists, Kev Carmody and Paul Kelly, along with a whole bunch of other people, Missy Higgins, along with them, and a whole bunch of others. And they did a film clip. And the whole point was to follow the momentum of the Australian government's apology to the Aboriginal people. And you're going to hear, interspersed in the song, some excerpts from Australian politicians actually saying sorry. So thought this is a good way to sign off my 100th show and say thank you for everyone who's listened, and of course CITR Radio, thank you so much for giving me the chance to broadcast music that I love from the country of my origin. And most importantly, this is a great time to pay respect to the Indigenous tradition from the country from where I'm from. I'm very proud to be from Australia, and being here now in Canada. Okay, bye for now. This is From Little Things, Big Things Grow, protest song, contemporary version. And African Rhythms is up next, of course.
As Prime Minister of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Government of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Parliament of Australia, I am sorry. And I offer you this apology without qualification.
To say sorry means to give respect.
To say sorry means to give respect. It's long overdue. Now you fail to imagine. What if it happened to you? Now they're not only words now. It's not just simple. Accepting the past, well, it's not always simple. I think we live for tomorrow. We can't face the future now until we face the sorrow. Now under the colours, yeah, of red, yellow and black. We're saying never again. We're saying no turning back.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from...